Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. All praises, all praises. Hallelujah. It's the Sabbath, it's the Sabbath, it's the Sabbath. Oh, man, one more Sabbath closer to the kingdom. One more Sabbath to the Sabbath day that we all been praying and hoping for. In Jesus' heavenly name, all praise. Welcome to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, a.k.a. Pastor Moore of Come and See Ministries. And today, we're dealing in the creation. We still figuring out who this thing we call God. You know, I mean, everybody got one. Everybody got a God. And don't think they don't. Man, beast, fowl, fish, something. They really, man has found a way to believe in something, a head of letters. You know, some of us is vegan worshipers and things like that. We all into everything. But ultimately, all of us do have this one sense that there is a supreme consciousness. What is that? That's God. That's God. That's who He is. And that's what we're trying to find out through these scriptures. That's who we call it, the testifying these scriptures. You see, so we're going to get into this. Genesis. Well, first, we're going to open up with script, and then we're going to open up with prayer. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry, give ear unto my prayer that goeth out of my faintness. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that I equal. That thou prove my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me. Thou hast found nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of man, by thy word, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou art with me. O God, incline thy ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show forth marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. In Jesus' name, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit upon us that you give us a mind to perceive and ask to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us, that you give them also the gift of your Holy Spirit, that they too may receive a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen, amen, and amen. With all praises. Right now, we still in the, we gonna be in this creation theory, man. We're gonna get into this. We still trying to create, you know. So who is God? That's the question. Who is God? Who is he to us? You see, this is that thing. What do we mean to us? You know, to those that to whom it may concern, you know. Who is God? Uh-oh, apparently I must have lost my studio. Hold up. Let me get back. Please forgive me. Yeah, I've got to get the studio back up. Let's see. 1 second. Okay. And there we go. All right. Okay, got the studio back. Studio ended up dropping. I don't know how that happened, but it did. Okay, all right. So it is. Let's get started. We start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that's it. That's far as we're going, because it is nothing else. That's it right there. That's it. That's the whole tenor of this conversation right here is right there. Nothing else. What do you mean? Ain't nothing else. You got to wipe out everything you know right now. You got to wipe it all out. Grass, trees, air, fish, animals, people, water. You got to wipe it out because it don't exist. Sun, moon, stars, all that don't exist. So what do you have? A big black hole. It's a black hole. Nothing there. Nothing. We haven't seen this kind of darkness. We haven't even got to that yet, what he called it. Because he called it void. So whatever this place he called void, he filled it. So that's where we're going right now, where this place where it's called void. Now, it's nothing else. There's no earth. There is no heaven. There are no angels. There is nothing but him. That's it. So that's where we at. That's where we're starting at, right there with him. And he said this. He said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And the day he called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. right? So it's a lot in there. And we aren't going to break down all that because that's not what we're here for. We're only here for in the beginning. That's it. You see, that's that thing. We're here for in the beginning. What's in the beginning? Let's go back. He said, in the beginning. So let's go back here to John. Let's go to John. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So, here it is. In the beginning, we got God. But it was with God. Where? In the beginning. What was in the beginning? The Word. That was where? In this void. Where have you... Speaking into a void is like speaking into the Grand Canyon. But you go get echoes. So there are your sound of a big bang from the beginning. What we all know is that it's the Word. It's the Word of God. That's your big bang that you heard from the beginning. Let's go into Isaiah 57. So where is this in the beginning? What is it? What is it? What do it mean to us? And what do we call it? Because remember that he said this, say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. But thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity. So in the beginning, it was called eternity. You see? In the beginning, it was called eternity. Whatever that is that he called in the beginning, that's eternity right there. And then he said this, he said, for thus say the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. Well, there it is. There go consciousness. You see, there go consciousness. Brought in the beginning. What? With the Word. Here it is. I dwell in a high and holy place with him of a contrite, boom, spirit, mind. Humble, what? Spirit, thoughts. Thoughts. In the beginning was the Word. Thoughts. So he created consciousness in the beginning. This is why every child, before they even born, they're conscious that they are alive. They're conscious that there's another world outside of the world that they're in, which is inside their mother. This is that thing. A child is conscious of his surroundings. That's why he moved. But he don't know that it's another world out there, but he's conscious of it. Same thing with us right now. We're conscious that there's a heaven. We never seen it. We all moving around. But we see it. We know it. We feel it. We know it. And we know that this ain't the end. So he created consciousness, okay? So this is that thing. So wherever that is in the beginning, he called it consciousness, right? Okay. So what else is in the beginning? Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and 24, because a lot of this we covered last week. So we're not going all over that. We're going right to the source. Deuteronomy 4 and 24. Deuteronomy 4 and 24.
I'm reading.
Absalom?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even
a jealous God. We can hardly hear you, man. No, we can hardly hear you.
For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children,
Read that 24 again.
For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even the jealous God.
Now, that's who is a consuming fire. That's what's in the beginning, a consuming fire. No wonder heaven is on fire. No wonder the angels are made of fire. No wonder the sun is on fire. It all came from him. No wonder we on fire. No wonder we pumping 98.8 degrees body Fahrenheit. We on fire. That's him. He in the beginning. You see? That's it. These two fires that God called light that we never seen before because we never seen that darkness. So it's impossible to comprehend that light because we never seen that darkness. When he said, let there be light. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 12 and 9. Hebrews 12 and 9.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh with which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he make for our profit that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening.
Actually, man, I got you in the wrong verse again. That Hebrew be getting away from me there. Let me see. Let me go back to this one. I get it. It's in Hebrews, and I know it's like 13 or something. Hebrews 12 or 13. I'm almost certain of that. Let's see. 12 and 29. That's what
our God.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
That's all it is. 29.
Read that again.
For our God is a consuming fire.
That's what, now, that's in the New Testament. So both the old and the new is testifying the same thing, that God is a consuming fire. So in the end, we all going to be fired. But there's a fire that can consume fire. Think about it. Other words, how can the lake of fire consume an angel that's made of fire? Exactly. The lake of fire is older than angels. But that's not anything to marvel, seeing that the throne is older than angels. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Ezekiel 1 and 4.
And I looked, and behold, the whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and the brightness was about it. And out the, of now, the midst thereof, the cover
hold up,
of amber.
Now, that's how he move around. That's him. That's how he appeared. That's how the great white throne is going to appear, like that. He ain't coming up on, you ain't walking up to no throne. He going to come out of nowhere on this thing, and he going to put out his rod, he going to pass over the people, and the people that he's not going to forgive or pass over, them angels going to swoop them up right then and then, drop them in the lake. And be the end of the story. No, nothing else to it. It'll be nothing else left after that. That's it. That's how he's coming. He's going to be on fire. End of it. He's going to be on the whirlwind. So it ain't like it's going to take a whole lot of time. People think, you know, like you be in court in civil courts around here. No. He's moving the crowd. His throne got wheels on it. He coming at you. As a tornado on fire. This is him. Skip down to 24.
they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters. That's the voice of the Almighty. You want me to restart that?
Yeah, start at that 24 again.
And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an host. And when they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was like the likeness of the appearance of a man upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward, as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of
the gold. God. You see that throne he riding on? You see them angels on top of it? That's how he coming. You see them angels holding him up? When they drop the wings, you're going to see God. You're going to realize you're in the judgment. They ain't going to even be cool. God forbid. We don't want to meet him like this. Ain't no second guessing. The judgment is set. The book's open. Set is locked, Jack. It ain't no pleading, crying out of this. And this how he coming. Continue.
And I saw the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within it, from the appearance of his loins even upward, and from the appearance of his loins even downward. I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of his brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spake.
Now, he said, this is the appearance of the glory of the Lord. Moses saw that. We saw that. He went past Moses and showed Moses what the priests were supposed to look like, how they were supposed to dress, and how they were supposed to praise God. Because he went past them, and Moses saw it. So when Moses came down, he taught the priest how God did it. He said, look, the Lord walked past me like this. The Lord God Almighty, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he showed him the clothes he had on and everything. So the priest actually knew how to approach God because God himself showed him. This is this thing. He said, man, when I saw it, I fell on my face. I saw his throne. This is the sun throne here. His throne is a different color. Wait a minute. See, his throne is amber. So in the beginning, he was on a throne that was this color. But what about, he said, but in the beginning, I was in eternity with him. What about him? Okay, go to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Revelation 4 and 1 and read to the 11. Or when I tell you to stop. Revelation 4 and 1.
And after this, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. The first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was set in heaven, and one was sat on the throne. And he that was sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like
you get this? Hold up. Did you hear that? You see what color the Father is? See, you see he is his jasper. So he was in eternity with the color of jasper on fire. Now, Now take a jasper stone and put this light inside of it that's brighter than the sun, and you're going to have a color of jasper that was never even seen ever out of nowhere because we've never seen that darkness. That's how they was in the beginning. There go the Father. There go his color. So they sitting there in eternity just all blinging out, just on fire, glowing. One is amber and the other one is jasper. What? Really on thrones, flying on creatures that move with the speed of light. We ain't even got to them yet. We just picked up on the fact that they got wings. You see, this is that thing. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Hebrews chapter 1:1. I'm sorry. I need you to do this. I need you to go to Revelation chapter 1 and pick it up at 11.
Thanks. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book. And sitting unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment to the foot and girt about the paps with the golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool and white as snow. And his eyes were as a flame of fire. And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in the furnace. And his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was the sun that shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive evermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen.
Hold up. Check this out. So he just told you how he looked in the beginning. And then, now he told you how he was dressed, right? So he got these linen tight clothes on down to his feet. You know, then he got this belt that's around him that's gold. You know, and then he got hair. You know, but now he said this. He said, now, he got hair like white like wool. Now, naturally, we assume or articulate this as old people with white hair. No. When Jesus died, he was 33. When Adam was created, he was 30. What do you mean? Go to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1. So when they bear this image, this wasn't an image of an old person. This is the image of Jesus. He's telling us that even the Father don't look like he's 100 million years old. He looked like he's 30. Hebrews 11 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Hebrews 11 and 1?
One and one. Yeah.
God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time, passed unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Being the brightness.
Air.
The brightness.
It's called air. Like you are heir. You know. You're going to inherit something. Air. The H is silent. But it's pronounced like air, but it's actually like air, like you inherit. But he said, he appointed heir of all things. What do you mean? He was inheriting all things by whom also he made the world. Okay, go ahead.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made
Stop.
So much better than...
See that? Who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, he was 33. See that? Told you. He ain't no old, beat down, nothing, because there's nothing that's old in the kingdom, because there's no such thing as that. Express image, right there. So the Father is 33. In the image of the Son is 33. In the image of Adam was created in the image of God. He wasn't created an infant. He was created in the image of God. That makes him 30. He created him when he was like at 30. He was a man. He didn't say the first boy or child. He's the first man. Now let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Isaiah 30 and 29. Because he said, now remember now, he said this. He got these seven stars in his right hand, right? What's these seven stars in his right hand? Read that Isaiah chapter 30 and pick it up at 27 and just read down to the 33. And if I need to interject, I will.
And what verse?
27.
Of what though?
Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 27.
Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire, and his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to shift the nations with the sieve of vanity. And there shall be a brittle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall shew the lightning, down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire with scattering and tempest and hailstones. For the voice of the Lord shall the Syrian be beaten down, which smote with a rod. And in every place where the grounded staff shall pass, which the Lord shall lay upon him, it shall be with tabrets and harps, and in battles of shaking will he fight with it. For Tophet is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He has made it deep and large. The power thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of brimstone, doeth kindle it.
Now, look at all that meat. Look what he said. He said, first of all, you're coming from where? Nowhere. From what? Old? Where's that at? That's coming from nowhere, right? Out of eternity. And then he said, I'm coming forth with fire and indignation. So we just got to read Moses said, well, the Lord our God is a consuming fire. And then we just got through reading Timothy in Hebrews say the same thing. And now here come Isaiah, and now then we read John say the same thing. Then we read Ezekiel said the same thing. And now we're looking at Isaiah saying the same thing. But John saw stars coming out of his hand. Isaiah called it lightning. You see that? That's the difference. How we look at it. It's the same thing, how we look at it. So John called it stars in Revelations. He had seven stars. He put a number on it. But Isaiah, he just said lightning came down his arm. Now look what he did with that. Let me see if I can find this. Yeah. There it is. Go to Let me see. What? I know that scripture's in here. Because he says the span of his hand. Oh, here it is. Okay, Isaiah 40. Isaiah 40 and verse 12.
Who hath measured the waters in the hollow? In the hollow of his hand, and met it out heaven with his span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in the measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in the balance. Who has directed the spirit of the Lord?
See that? So when you count a span, that's from your finger, your thumb to your pinky. That's called a span. So with his right hand, he spread it out his hand. And lightning came out and created heaven. You see that? And water came out of his hand. He said, and the measure of water out of the hollow of his hand. So both water and the heaven came out of his hand. You see that? So water didn't come from nowhere. That only makes sense because water is what separates us in heaven. The earth ain't created yet. Heaven is created, but he put this water barrier between the earth and heaven so that man wouldn't see heaven. And he made sure the sun was on the other side of the water barrier so that the light of the sun would not penetrate the water that's separating us from heaven. Because the deeper you go in the water, the darker it gets. Look at that water that's above the heavens. He said that came out of his hand. He said, and comprehended the dust. He got all, he know exactly how much dust on the earth. Now, wrap your mind around that. He know every speck of dust on the earth. Every speck. It's one thing like trying to know how many marbles in a jug or something, but it's another thing knowing every speck of dust on the planet. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go in Deuteronomy's chapter 9 and 10, one verse. Deuteronomy's 9 and 10. Let's see what Moses saw.
And the Lord delivered me unto two And the Lord delivered unto me two tables of stone written with the finger of God, and on them was written, according to all the words which the Lord spake with you, and the mount of, out of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days.
Yeah, he said, and the Lord delivered me two tables of stone written with the finger of God. Once again, lightning. That's how he did it. He written it with lightning. John called it stars. See that? Then he said this. He said, and on them, according to all the words which the Lord has spake out of the midst of the what? Fire. There you go. There he is. He told you, man, I created everything with my finger. I even wrote the law with my finger in concrete. Nothing is not forever what I had wrote. Everything I wrote is forever. Genesis chapter 14 and 17. Yeah, a couple of more after this. Genesis chapter 14 and 17. So who is this guy? Who is writing all this stuff? Who is this 33-year-old? Who is he? Well, let's see. Genesis 14 and 17, when you receive it, read.
And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheveh, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thy enemies into thy hand. And he gave him tithes of all.
Stop. So, Melchizedek is what Moses saw. John saw Melchizedek. Isaiah saw Melchizedek. Ezekiel saw Melchizedek. Isaiah said he had lightning coming down his hand. This is him. That's who we were looking at. Now, wait a minute. Who is this guy? Where he come from? He just jumped out from time. You know what I'm saying? Like, where his story at? You know, he just came from nowhere. Who is this dude? Let's look at that. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 7 and 1. Where he come from? He just going to step out the middle of time. We all the way in Genesis chapter 14, and here this guy come, and he go, the priest of the Most High God, and brought forth bread and wine. That's some Jesus juice. That's that Jesus juice. What did he bring? Bread and wine. Hebrews 7 and 1. When you receive it, read.
For this is Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the king. To whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was.
Now, he said this, without father, without mother. So this guy came from nowhere, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life. That's God. But his name is what? Melchizedek. Made like on who? The Son of God. A priest abides continually. So that priesthood is the one that's now. That's the one we under now, because there's no more sacrificing of bulls and of goats. That priesthood is now. So, skip down to 21.
Priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And there truly were many priests because they were not suffered.
Hold on. He said, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, not Levi. You're a priest forever after the order of me. My name is Melchizedek. It's the Father's priesthood. That's what he is. Levi, like we were dealing with the Levitical priesthood, it was named after that lineage. Well, this particular species are called Melchizedeks. And his name happened to be Melchizedek. And he's the priest of the Most High. Him, the Father. Remember now, both of them had on different colors. One had on amber, one had on jasper. You see? This, that day. Let's go into Zechariah chapter 6 and 9. Zechariah 6 and 9. See, these are Melchizedeks. It's no species, and there's no lineage of Melchizedek in the creation. From Genesis to Revelation, there's no species of Melchizedek other than they visited us through time. They visited Abraham. They visited Adam and Eve. I mean, he visited Adam and Eve. He visited Noah. He visited Abraham. He actually sat down with Abraham. And then he came through time and sat down with the disciples. He did it again. Came out of nowhere. Did it again. Who? Jesus. Joshua. Yahshua. Whatever you want to call him. Yahshua, Jesus, Joshua, he is a Melchizedek. He is a priest of this order, bread and wine. No more sacrificing a bull and a goat, that is, no more flesh and blood. Flesh and blood represent death.
What time y'all leaving?
Thank you, I think.
6:30. Pick it up at 11. No. Pick it up at 9. 6 and 9.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, take of them of the captivity, even of Heldon, and Tobijah, and of Jediah, which are come from Babylon, come thou the same day and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold and make crowns and set them upon the head of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place. And he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord. And he shall bear the glory and shall sit and rule upon his throne. And he shall be a priest upon his throne. And the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be to him and to Tobijah and to Jediah and to him, the son of Zephaniah, for a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And they that are far off.
Stop. So whoever this branch is, his name is his name is Joshua, right here. Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, right. This is Melchizedek, but Remember now, we're dealing in this modern English. They go, yo, J, stuff like that. You got a 1611, it's going to say Isaac. It's going to be spelled with an I. It won't even be spelled with a Y. It'll be an I. The J took away the I sound. So anyway, Joshua and Jehoshaphat, they the high priest right here. See, Melchizedek, he's the priest of the Most High God. So he is like the priest of the Most High. Like Moses was the priest of the Most High. Aaron was the priest of the Most High, and his sons were his assistants. So he's going to change us too into them. We're going to be turned into this. He said, and let crowns be upon his head. What do you mean? And he said, let crowns be upon his head. Go to Revelation 19. We got like one more after this. Revelation 19 and verse 11.
And I saw heaven open, and behold, the white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven follow him.
See that? See, he said his eyes were a flame of fire. There he is, of course, because he made a fire. So naturally, his eyes is on fire, but they got a color. They red. And he said this. He said, and remember now, he's still 33. And he's black, right? And he's shining. He's an amber, right? He's amber. And his glow is amber, like his aura, so to say. And on his head were many crowns. Remember now, that's the crowns we read in Zechariah. He said, place the crowns upon the son's head, right here. On his head was what? Many crowns, because he's the high priest. He's the priest of the Most High God. Now, go to Revelation 20. And verse 5, 20 and 5.
But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years are finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, they shall be loosed.
Stop. See that? He said, and they're going to be priests of God, like him. But we all going to shine differently too. Right? So, let's go back to Genesis. And let's wrap this up. Genesis chapter 1, and we're going to read down to 1. You're going to read 1. No, we're going to read to the 5. We read to the 5 and close it out.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
There it is. There it is. So he said the evening and the morning were the first day. So so with that being said, man, look, we starting all the way back here. Because this will, if we really want to learn about God, this is where we got to meet him at. You know what I mean? We got to shake all this nonsense from around us. You got to erase everything that's around. You got to wipe that stuff out of our heads. And then we got to meet him here. And know that when he's here, he ain't just some weakness that's in us. He's on fire. He a priest. He dressed in linen and he got on clothes and he got gold on and he a man. And he's sitting on a throne. And angels is holding him up. We got to think like that because that's where he at. So, you know, hey, this just, you know, like I said, I said once, I said it 1,000 times, man, I mean it. Just keep our sins at a minimum. And we're going to just close that out right there. Any questions before we hang up or before we get ready to take off? Okay. Well, anybody like to say something before we all take off? Because now I'm just going to say Shabbat Shalom.
Nah, I'm not ready.
Okay.
You probably got the lesson up.
Shabbat Shalom.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom. Hey, Brother Gary.
Shabbat Shalom. Hey.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, great question.
What was that, man? You kind of far back.
No, I was just saying Shabbat Shalom.
Oh, okay. All right. Shabbat Shalom, man. Everybody over there, Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Amen. Hey, Khalid. That was amazing reading, man. Great reading, Absalom. Man, great read. Big ups on that, Jack. So, hey, everybody, finish enjoying the Sabbath. And Ernest, we'll be touching bases in a little bit, okay?
All right.
Okay, man. I love y'all. Time appointed. Shalom.
Shalom. Love y'all, too.
Amen.